This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro, by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Year-end clearance is here, and Wright Automotive has your new Ford or Lincoln in stock with rates as low as 0% for 60 months. Why wait? Call now at 217-532-3921 and get your new vehicle today. You love to save money. Well, why not save money at Wright Automotive in Hillsboro? With one of the largest selections in Central Illinois, you're sure to find the right vehicle for you and your family. Remember, Wright Automotive, for the right vehicle, for the right price, from the right family.
Crop insurance continues to be a valuable tool for farmers. Jasper County farmer Bill Michael remembers why he decided to purchase crop insurance coverage for his operation.
In 1983, we had a drought. Our corn averaged 15 bushels to acre. Soybeans averaged 20 bushels to acre. That's what opened my eyes to crop insurance. Ever since then, I've had crop insurance every year.
At Farm Credit Services of Illinois, we understand the value you place on working with a crop insurance provider that understands today's crop insurance options.
Farm Credit, the crop insurance agents have been very helpful. They're very knowledgeable in the different programs, different policies available. They're just a phone call away. If I have a question, I just make a call and the answer is there.
Call Farm Credit today at 800-444-FARM. To discover more about a crop insurance plan to fit your farming operation.
Farm Credit has been a big help insurance-wise. They've been a very big help.
At Farm Credit Services of Illinois, we understand.
Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield is your headquarters for Firestone Farm Tires and Service. Taylor Tire, your authorized Firestone Tire dealer, is the place to call for all your Firestone Farm Tire needs. And when you need in-the-field service, the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto are trained, experienced, and they have the right equipment to do the job and on time. So when you need Firestone Farm Tires or in-the-field service, call the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto at the west end of Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. And right now it's time for part one of the Morning Farm Show, the DTN General opening call for today. Later this morning, expect corn to open 2 to 4 cents higher, beans 7 to 9 cents higher, wheat about a penny higher, the overnight crude oil market $1.02 lower at $96.82, while the Brent crude 64 cents lower at $113.94. The April gold contract $19.50 lower at $17.2080. while the U.S. dollar index 0.46 higher at 79.384. On the Chicago Board of Trade Friday, March wheat closed at 660 and three quarter. That was down 2 cents. May wheat closed at 674, down 4 cents. July wheat closed at 689, down 2 3/4. March corn on the Chicago Board of Trade Friday closed at 644.5, up 1 1/2. May corn closed at 650 and three quarter, up 1 1/4. July corn closed at 655 and a half, up 2 cents. March soybeans on the Chicago Board of Trade Friday closed at 1232 and a half, up 15 and a half. May beans closed at 1240 and three quarter, up 15 and a quarter. July beans closed at 1250 and a quarter, up 15 and a quarter. March soybean meal on the Chicago Board of Trade Friday closed at 328.60, up 52. May meal closed at 330.20, up 49. July meal closed at 332.60, up 48. March soybean oil on the Chicago Board of Trade Friday closed at 51.65, up 46. May oil closed at 52.08, up 46. July oil closed at 52.49, up 45. March oats on the Chicago Board of Trade Friday closed at 314 and a quarter, up 6 1/4. May oats closed at 308, and that was up 5 3/4. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the cash grain recap.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Grain Market News Report. The Illinois winter grain prices ended mixed on Friday afternoon, with corn and soybeans higher and wheat lower. Export interest for U.S. soybeans helped to push soybean futures higher. Strength in soybean meal and oil also helped to lift prices. In the cash grain market, trading was moderate to active, with some producers making sales of cash and new crop soybeans. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 1 cent higher at 635 to 652. Soybean bids were up 15 to 16 cents at 1209 to 1223. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids ended steady to 4 cents stronger at 642 to 665. Soybeans advanced 13 to 17 at 1216 to 1236. And soft red winter wheat ended mixed at 649 to 661. In the St. Louis area, country elevators and mills reported corn bids 1 to 4 cents stronger, ranging from 642 to 652. Soybeans were up 15 to 18 cents at 1217 to 1223, while the wheat prices ended mixed at 656 to 676. Illinois River Barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 2 to 7 cents higher at 650 to 655. Soybeans advanced 14 to 17 cents at 1240 to 1244. And new crop wheat bids for July 12 delivery down 3 cents at 656 to 671. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 2 to 4 cents stronger at 666 to 671. These same elevators boosted their soybean prices by 16 cents with quotations at 1258 to 1259. Soft red winter wheat dropped 2 cents at 676 to 677, while the Milo ended 5 cents higher at 645 to 646. That is our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg returning you to WSMI.
February hogs on the Chicago Board of Trade Friday closed at 87.52, down a nickel. April hogs closed at 88.92, down 82. May hogs closed at 97.25, down 30 cents. February cattle on the Chicago Board of Trade Friday closed at 123.62, down $1.52. April cattle closed at 127.40, down $1.50. June cattle closed at 126.85, down $1.25. March feeder cattle on the Chicago Board of Trade Friday closed at 154.45, down 92. April feeders closed at 157.02, down 90. May feeders closed at 158.40, down 37. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the cash livestock market report.
This is the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Market News Service with the closing livestock report. On the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report, barrels and gilts on a carcass basis ended $2.48 lower, with a base price range of $79 to $85.25, a weighted average of $81.30. The Illinois Direct Barrel and Gilt Market was steady at $56 to $61, with a few up to $62 today. Receipts in Illinois, 12,903 head. The Illinois Direct Slaughter sows traded steady with sows under 400 pounds, 50 to 53, 4 to 500 pounds, 51 to 57, over 500 pounds, 54 to 58, a few up to $61. Today's estimated sow receipts is 625 head. In the USDA National Carlot Pork Report, trading was slow with mostly light demand and light to moderate offerings. Calculations for 200-pound pork carcass was at 85.10. That's 15 cents higher. The estimated daily hog slaughter under federal inspection on Friday was 400,000. A week ago, 407,000. A year ago, 398,000. Week to date, total 2,050,000. The estimated daily cattle slaughter under federal inspection on Friday was 102,000. A week ago, 113,000. A year ago, 123,000. Week to date, total 584,000. The afternoon National Slaughter Cattle Review on Friday has negotiated cash trade in the Southern Plains light on light to moderate demand. In the Western Corn Belt, trade and demand were light to moderate. Confirmed negotiated sales, 40,112 head. Choice steers and heifers on live basis, 120 to 127, and on address basis, 196 to 200. The USDA estimated box beef cutout values were steady to week on light to moderate demand and offerings. Choice carcasses were down 7 cents at 183.12, while select was down 45 at 178.08. We had 144 fab loads today and 40 trim loads. On Thursday, the Walnut Livestock Auction, they had receipts of 207 head. Compared to last week, slaughter steers, heifers, and Holstein steers all traded steady. Choice slaughter steers, 126 to 131. Choice Holstein slaughter steers, 113 to 118.25. Choice slaughter heifers, 125 to 129.50. Boner slaughter cows, $77 to $85. Lean slaughter cows, $70 to $79. This is Ken McFarland reporting for WSMI.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, Friday, February, Class 3 milk closed at $16.15 unchanged. March milk at $15.89 up 7. April milk at $15.94 up a nickel. February butter on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange Friday closed at 149.5, up a half. March butter at 152.5, down one. April butter closed at 156, down 1.5. February non-fat dry milk on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange Friday closed at 135.75, unchanged. For March, 135 unchanged. For April, 134.5 unchanged. Spot prices for block cheese, 148.5 unchanged. For barrel cheese, 149.5, up 3/4. For butter, 149.25 unchanged. For non-fat dry milk, 135.75 unchanged. For class 3 milk, 18.77. Wrapping up part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Monday, here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Scottville and Greenfield. Corn delivered to Greenfield for February, $6.50. For March, $6.52. Corn delivered to Scottville for February, $6.42. For March, $6.44. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for February, $12.19. For March, $12.17. Wheat delivered to Scottville for February, $6.36. For more information or to confirm the bids, contact Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. The pre-opening prices, once again, corn at Greenfield, $6.50, corn at Scottville, $6.42, beans at Greenfield or Scottville, $12.19, wheat at Scottville, $6.36. And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Monday morning, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Color Radar shows no precipitation in our mid-Illinois listening area. This check of Color Radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
It's time to think about your lawn and what you can do to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood. M&M Service Company carries a full line of green yard, lawn fertilizer, seed, and chemicals. They will come out and give you a free estimate for lawn care applications and treatments. Talk to Tim Rothy, turf specialist at M&M Service Company, for a seed, fertilizer, and chemical program for your lawn. Call him at 1-800-962-7331. M&M Service, the local solution to your world of needs.
Partly cloudy skies for mid-Illinois later today. High temperatures in the upper 40s and light west winds. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Low temperatures in the low 30s. Tomorrow, Tuesday, cloudy skies. A slight chance of showers. High temperatures in the mid-40s. And your extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday. Partly cloudy skies and colder with a chance of rain or snow Wednesday. Low temperatures in the mid-20s. High temperatures in the mid-30s. A dense fog advisory is in effect across mid-Illinois until 9 o'clock this morning. Over the weekend, WSMI weather watcher, the Lang family of Caulfield, 1 4/10 of rain. Right now at the Weather Center, light west winds. The barometric pressure is steady. Cloudy, foggy skies right now, 30 degrees. And once again, a dense fog advisory is in effect until 9 o'clock this morning. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield and by the Litchfield National Bank. First of all, in our farm news today, the Hamilton hay auction continued Saturday in Fosterburg. We talked to Mike Hamilton.
Well, despite the rain, we ended up with 427 small squares. We had 50 bales of alfalfa grass from 6 to 610. At 80 bales of grass hay from 570 to 770. And we had 300 bales of straw at 230 to 260. Ended up with 90 round bales. The grass hay was from $60 to $80 a bale. We had corn stalks from $30 to $32.50. And we had straw at $32.50. Big squares, we ended up with 200 of them. We had some real nice alfalfa at $133 a bale. We had some orchard grass at $131. We had some Milo bales at $62.50. We had some alfalfa grass from $69 to $115. And then we had some CRP grass at $57. And we had straw at $27 a bale.
And you had good buyer attendance, I hope?
You know, for as ugly as the day as it was, we did. I think we had about 50 buyer numbers out, and people that came out Saturday were here to buy hay, so it turned out well.
And hopefully you'll have better attendance and better weather this weekend.
Yeah, that's what we're looking for. We've already got a couple loads of big squares lined up and should have a good supply of small squares and rounds.
So you'll start taking hay when?
We'll start accepting hay on Friday at noon, or if somebody needs to bring it in earlier, just give us a call. There'll be somebody here to unload.
And what's your phone number again?
They can reach us at 618-410-4293.
And don't forget their website as well, HamiltonHayAuction.com. The Staunton FFA Alumni Banquet was held Saturday night at the Crystal Ballroom. A large crowd attended and bid on many items donated by area merchants and individuals. Staunton FFA advisor Rob Worden was grateful for the support.
Oh, yeah, I tell you what, this event comes off every year, fifth year in a row now, and every year I never cease to be amazed. It's just, we've got such great community support. My alumni is tremendous. I've got great kids. It all comes together in this one, you know, big event.
How many kids do you have in your FFA chapter now?
We're up in right at the low 90s right now. Last year we were over 100, but we got a school of about 400, and that's a pretty good percentage.
Yes, it is. Now, you've got a lot of support from the businesses around, too, don't you?
Oh, yes, sir. I tell you what, we're all over, not just our school district, but we have support from Prairie Town. We have support from Hamel. We have support from around Bunker Hill. We've got up Litchfield Way. Everybody around us is just wonderful. Walshville and New Douglas, I can't, you know, I don't want to forget anybody, but we do touch a lot of people. And farmers are getting bigger these days, and their land is spread out, and the farm community is very good to stick together and help each other out, and it's all about the kids. That's what it's about.
They always have been. Now, how many, like say you have 90 kids in your FFA chapter. Do you have any plans for expanding this effort tonight or changing it anyway?
Well, I tell you what, we've talked about it, but this is one of the biggest locations we can get, and we've sold it out every year, so it's kind of hard. We don't know where to go. We don't want to go too big, but and yet we still want to have everybody here. And with the weather this year, some years we've had it, and the snow has closed the parking lot to half, and we haven't been able to park everybody. That's been one of our biggest concerns. But tonight, with the weather and everything, it's been wonderful. And as far as changing it, we tweak it a little bit every year, trying to make it a little bit better. But and sometimes we find something that doesn't work, we change it back the other way to what did work. So hopefully things kind of stay the same. It's going great.
Well, the folks that work with you are just really versatile and just really, I mean, they whatever you guys want, they take care of it, seems like.
Yeah, our program's very lucky in that way. We just bought a new plasma cam last year, and that was a pretty high-dollar item. And you know, with the budgets, the schools are limited these days, and the state's limited on their funding. So we could fund ourselves, and then we took that same machine, and we made a lot of projects for tonight's auction. And that really, they're going very well at this auction. I'm surprised we made a fire pit and it went over, you know, $550. So you can't complain. And that works. It generates more income for us. And the kids love to build the projects with it. They program them on the computer. They design them on the computer, send it to the computer from the drafting room into the metal shop. And we cut them out and they get to welding on them. And it's a win-win.
That was Staunton FFA advisor Rob Worden. In other news this morning, the National Corn Growers Association represents about 37,000 farmers. NCGA President Gary Niemeyer recognizes that, which is why he travels to Capitol Hill quite frequently to meet with congressmen and a variety of commodity groups about topics important to farmers and the agriculture industry. Right now, Niemeyer is in Washington, D.C.
And this is no different than what we always do before a farm bill. We talked a little bit about light squared and the concerns that farmers have about the importance of this proposed network and could it change significantly our interference with our GPS. And then we also talked a little bit with Representative Sam Graves, who happens to be chairman of the House Committee on Small Business, about the child labor laws.
Niemeyer says it's important for organization leaders and farmers to travel to Capitol Hill to discuss specific topics important to all farmers. He says there were two main reasons for his frequent trips to Washington.
Number one is to create a relationship with our congressmen. I have been from the state of Illinois, that's where I grew up, and I spent a lot of time with our Illinois congressmen, but being a national leader, I spent time here with a congressperson from California, and Missouri. So we have to develop relationships as well as get our message out.
That was Gary Niemeyer of the National Corn Growers Association, and he looks forward to taking their message on the Farm Bill once hearings begin. Also in our farm news this morning, the University of Illinois Extension of Macoupin and Montgomery Counties will have their annual Agronomy Day. It will be held on Thursday at the Lincoln Land Center in Litchfield. It begins with registration and refreshments about 8 o'clock. The presentations will start about 8:30. Topics covered will include marketing, crop production, plant pathology, and biomass. Producers can get complimentary tickets at many area locations and at the Macoupin and Montgomery County Extension offices. For more information, you can phone the office at 532-3941 or visit extension.illinois.edu/CJMM. Finally, in our farm news on this Monday morning, once again, the DTN general opening call. Expect corn to open 2 to 4 higher this morning, beans 7 to 9 higher, wheat 1 to 3 higher. The overnight crude oil market $1.02 lower at $96.82. Brent crude 64 cents lower at $113.94. The April gold contract $19.50 lower at $16.20.80, while the U.S. dollar index 0.460 higher at 79.384. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by the Litchfield National Bank and by Bishop Motors of Staunton.